Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Right. I'd like to welcome you all here to the Board of Supervisors meeting this October 3rd, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Next we have meet with department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Everything's going okay. Really busy. We've got a meeting this morning with construction admin, the jail, to kind of go through a punch list out there on those projects. So hopefully get those finished up. I think I seen Nemo this morning. We got a pre-construction kickoff meeting this week on the health department, so looking forward to that. Other than that, we've just got a lot of different things going on. Starting to get prepared for the winter months. Early. So, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Krista Pogemiller, health department.
Good morning. We do have flu vaccine available. We're giving those on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We also have the COVID vaccine that is through the Bridge Access Program, which for people with uninsured or underinsured are able to get the COVID vaccine at no cost. We have ordered for people with insurance and private pay, but we're still on that waiting list to get that vaccine, so we hope to have that soon. I have heard other places in town might be getting it though, so if anyone's interested in getting the COVID vaccine, maybe check with the other pharmacies. But we're working on getting that as well. And that's all I have this morning.
Okay. If we don't get any off on our gas, who to do it?
No.
All right. Angie Bond, are we being safe?
We're being safe. Everything is going good. I really don't have anything new to report.
Okay. I hurt my pinky toe this morning when I was getting out of the shower, so I just wanted to make sure you know.
Was it work related?
I think it was. I was thinking about work when I got out. I don't
like work, so
with me, a lawyer in the house, is that the work trip?
Sorry, Shane.
You're bringing me down already. Let's move on. Let's move on. I really get frustrated here. Natalie Stefner, recorder's office.
Good morning. Everything's well in the recorder's office.
Everything?
Everything.
All right. How about Collinghurst IT?
Good morning. Keeping busy like always. I've got some projects that we're working on. I was going to steal a couple minutes here this morning to kind of reiterate. Apparently it's October already, or at least that's what I'm told. October, I know the board's aware, but October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Kind of wanted to talk a little bit about what's that?
Cupcakes or anything?
trying to secure
slacker.
Trying to secure your online accounts, trying to have a stronger digital posture as much as possible. And for those that kind of wonder how you can do that, the biggest one would be try to, you know, give yourself stronger passwords. Consider using a password manager or some way to kind of manage those accounts. If at all possible, you know, especially if it's anything financial in terms of banking and that, try to use multi-factor authentication. You know, MFA eliminates about 99% of all account breaches, so it's a really great tool. And if you have a service that offers it, you really should use it. Try to get better about recognizing phishing and fake attempts to try to get your personal information. Try to avoid sharing any kind of sensitive information or credentials. Try to make sure you're regularly running software and security updates, you know, whether that's on your phone, your computer at home. Try to make sure that, you know, that software is up to date, less likely to get breached and less likely to have security issues that way. Go through and try to review some of your account settings. Try to minimize it as much as possible. You know, if you have an online bank, what all is that tied to? Try to minimize the amount of email accounts you have. I know a lot of folks, you know, they have an email account, and after a while they forget the password and they just create another one, and so on and so forth. But all the information you had on the previous email account is still out there, it's still floating around. So try to find ways to close out those accounts. Try to regularly kind of audit and periodically review your account activity. Try to make sure there's nothing unusual, you know, especially if you have an account that has logging for that. I keep going back to the bank and the financial, but that's probably the one that's kind of most important for most folks. make sure that somebody's not getting into something they shouldn't. Make sure if you have kids that you're securing their accounts as well. You know, they get most children are pretty good about creating accounts, but not so much about making sure those accounts are secure, and they're just as important. And they do linger out there. So try to make sure you're backing up your data. You know, whether that's on your your phone, your tablet, your computer. Try to prepare for the worst. Try to think if there's anything else I wanted to hit on, but I think that's pretty much the main point. So it's, like I said, Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Try to take a couple moments out of your day and review your stuff and try to make sure you're a little stronger in terms of your digital posture.
Sometimes I'm probably overly cautious. Are you comfortable with those password manager type? Phones or computers?
Some are definitely better than others, but using a password manager is pretty much always better than obviously writing your passwords down or having to reuse passwords or passwords that aren't as secure. So I would say yes.
Okay.
Colin, will you be sending that out to the users?
I could. Yeah, I could do that. Okay. Everybody delete it, but yeah, I can do that.
I don't
open
anything for security purposes.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
This doesn't look safe.
Thank you, Colin.
Yep.
No wonder Brian won't answer me back.
All right.
All righty then, I'll just call from here on out. So anyway, moving right along. Janelle Nellie Lundquist from the Treasurer's Office.
We're just keeping busy finishing up with mail. I expect some more of that postmark mail to come in tomorrow because this is No Mail Tuesday. We typically just don't get mail on Tuesdays. So, yeah, we're working on tax payments and motor vehicles. Busy as always.
Okay. Batman James, land use.
Yeah, things go pretty good. I guess steady, somewhat busy. It's been kind of an interesting year. Usually it's pretty busy, kind of late winter, spring, but it's been pretty steady all year. Brian's been keeping us busy. He may not open his emails, but he's been sending us quite a few. a couple subdivisions, floodplain stuff. So, yeah, just staying busy with some of those things. And then, I'll just mention again, whenever you guys are ready on solar, let us know. Whenever.
All right, just any time, boys. All righty then. Actually, I might send you an email or a couple of things, but I'm ready whenever you want to schedule that. But are we going to have one more work session?
We can if you want. Yeah. We'll do a work
maybe
session.
One more
then
work session and answer any questions, and then we
can do that.
Because there isn't so much on that, then move into the public hearing.
Yeah.
So you want a work session for next week, Tommy?
Next week.
Whatever works
for
Sarah. I'll
have to double check our calendars,
Zach and Jared.
And that stuff on the wind conversion, you're okay with that, the thing you sent from Washington?
Yeah,
County.
Yeah. That was I didn't realize that. I heard him talking about it and assumed it was something that was new. Apparently it wasn't.
No.
So next week?
Had that place.
I'm good with that. Yeah, that works for me.
I'll verify.
You good,
Jim? Just to make sure.
Okay. Let me know for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate Zach. Trent Hinkleby, attorney's office.
Okay, Lisa's in jury upstairs. Things have been going pretty steady. I'm finished that hospital trial last week, so we've got written closings to do over the next month. But other than that, that clears that up. And I know the whole that thing I was planning on putting on the agenda for next week as far as a closed session, because we have two of those going. One of them's sent a demand letter through council that I want the supervisors to look at. So if we want to have a closed session on that, I think that's a good idea.
That would work for me. How about you guys?
I'm good. Fine. The board owes your IOU an apology for rushing you out here the other day.
No, I mean, I tell you what, I saw the pictures in the paper. You guys made it there, and everybody looked sharp. I thought I was going to look at the picture and see a bunch of people's hair and everything flying all over the way.
We didn't get one head. Somebody had thrown shovel load of dirt in front of said individual.
That'd have been me.
All right.
I think Rodney did that on purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
I've heard that discussion.
Look at him, he's smiling, he's really proud of himself too.
Everybody else just kind of does a little. You can tell he's the worker in the group.
All the rest of them had soft hands, but anyway, Alrighty, let's move on before this turns ugly. Kevin Glendinning, County Sheriff.
Good morning. We're busy like everybody else. Not a lot of news for the board. Our jail population's at 88. 19 of those are out of county. Again, I know I keep on harping on this, but there's eight that we're holding now that are on the list for the residential facility. Those eight collectively have like 160 to 170 days. That's at a cost to the county of over $8,000 because we're having to house out of county and some of those, some of our own to compensate for those bed numbers. We just haven't been able to expedite that list or to get ours moving. So that's definitely adding to our population. On the bright side, we don't have anybody on the list until today. We've added one that's waiting on prison, but the residential facility has been quite concerning. So we'll keep working on that.
You know, that's a lot of money that the state's costing on that. Matter of fact, we're going to do our bills today. $12,000 for our bills today goes to juvenile detention. That's another problem.
Yeah. And that's a 2-week bill.
Yeah. Yeah, just 2 weeks.
Wow. But Sheriff, we appreciate you. Thanks for the numbers. Sarah Marie, Auditor.
Good morning. Primary election going on at the moment, absentee voting until the 9th, and then the election on the 10th. Busy. Can we do a canvas at 1 p.m. next Thursday? Can I get all three of you for that?
I'll take you in a minute.
But other than that, poll worker training on Thursday, election equipment training on Friday.
Would you say the 12th?
Yes.
What time?
1 p.m.
Can you make it 1:30?
That'll work. You good with that?
Yeah.
When? Next Thursday.
Well, 12th. Jimmy's going to be tight because he's got to be.
1:30 is going to be all tight for me.
Make it 1 o'clock. I'll see if I can get that changed.
I'll say even 1:50. Well, I don't know about your time.
It's next Thursday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You said 1 o'clock will work for you, though, Thomas?
I'll make it work.
You know, I've changed so many passwords on there, I might not be able to get into me.
Calm. We're going to need backup. But we know that you're the man for the job. So, all right. And last but not least, Brian Carter, County Roads.
Oh, gosh. Good morning. First, I'd like to say thanks to Krista and her staff. They came out and did flu shots out at our office shop, I guess. And I think Conservation had a few folks that came over and some others. So thank you to her for doing that. Saves us trying to pair people up and get them downtown. It works out really well. They showed up right off the bat in the morning, and that was a good deal. So we're mostly done with, I think we are done with pinching, I guess. Obviously, it's been really dry. We'd really like to see some moisture, but they're now backing off the rain for tomorrow. So if you get some calls, that's probably some of the roads. They need a shot of rain, and we just surely haven't seen any of that. Still ditching pretty actively. Actually, had a couple ditching operations going last week, but we're down just to the regular one in Beaverdale today. And 99, of course, the big topic. I will mention yesterday we sent out the press release, but the golf course road intersection opened back up. So I think that gives some additional relief on that south end. And obviously we're looking forward to the main line opening up. It is still closed. Sometime in the next couple weeks, I would have to say. They've got a lot of progress to make this week. I think they're planning on trying to make that progress. Last I heard, they were hoping to do some pavement markings maybe on Friday. Obviously, we've stipulated they have to have those done before they can open, just because of the new alignment. We're a little concerned with, especially at night, people driving through there, that they need the pavement markings to be as safe as possible through that new alignment. So we'll see, but sometime in the next couple weeks, I would hope and would think that it would open up. And obviously you guys will know when I know more. But it is good to have golf course open, I will say that. Other than that, there's a lot of stuff going on. We are not preparing for snow, unlike Rodney. We're hoping like heck we avoid snow for quite a while. We got a lot of stuff we'd like to get done. So anyway, other than that, that's all I've got. Oh, and I'm gonna forget about it under agenda items. I emailed all three of you about Alliant Energy wanting a utility easement, and they're just running a new mainline service from Plank Road across and then ultimately down into Hope Haven. Are you guys all good with that being on the agenda next week for the board approving that utility easement?
I'm good.
It's not the service line for Hope Haven. From what I understand, it's Alliant's mainline to wherever their mainline goes. So if you guys are good with it, I will throw it back. You work with Sarah again on the agenda. And you guys can take care of that. So, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving on to correspondence. Any correspondence, Thomas, Jane?
I have none.
I just had one, cussing out Brian again, but no need to get into that. Are we ready to move on to discussion and vote? 5A, accounts payable. We have $1,327,881.93 for checks, and then $313,360.05 for wire transfer payments, and the grand total amount of $1,641,241.98 in accounts payable. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey. Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have 5B, which is payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $579.18. Can I get a motion to approve reimbursement claims?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. C, Domestic Violence Awareness Month proclamation. Proclamation for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October 2023. Whereas domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking affects women, children, and men of all racial, cultural, and economic backgrounds, causing long-term physical, psychological, and emotional harm. And whereas 1 in 3 Americans have witnessed an incident of domestic violence. And whereas children who experience domestic violence are at higher risk for failure in school, mental illness, substance abuse, suicide, and may choose violence as a way to solve problems later in life. Whereas domestic violence in rural communities exists as a hidden, silent, and often unrecognized crime that is often underreported. Whereas through the inspiration, courage, and persistence of victims of domestic violence, their children, and advocates, our communities are learning to recognize the impact of violence in the home and within intimate relationships. And whereas the Domestic Violence Intervention Program has worked to end violence and intimate relationships for more than 40 years through the collaborative partnerships of advocates, volunteers, local municipalities, criminal justice, health and human services, faith communities, business leaders, and private citizens. And whereas our community's achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to prevent future violence in our communities. Now, therefore, be resolved that we, the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, do hereby and proclaim the month of October 2023 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Des Moines County, Iowa, and we urge all people to work together to eliminate domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking from our community, because it has no place here. Anyways, We have the, hold on, we need to, got three of these. I've got Marquise here, let me get this paperwork taken care of, and then we want to present this with you. Can I get a motion to approve the proclamation?
Approve the proclamation.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
You know, sad when you pick the paper up, you read and read all the domestic, you know, in America. It's really sad when you get to do that.
Yeah, I had a lady come to my church one time, and she was talking about a guy that she was dating and how much he loved her and how much she loved him. But every weekend, he was getting upside her head, and then he would apologize and say, I'm sorry that he loved her, and I had to get it through her mind that that's not love. When somebody's putting hands on you and doing stuff like that and saying sorry just because they said sorry, that's not love, friends. It doesn't work like that. That's not love. People need to be reminded of that. Because some people fall into that hole, and they feel like, well, I'm just trapped here. You're not trapped, friends. Not in Des Moines County. You need to call somebody, let somebody know. That's what you need to do. We'll get help on the way. That's what you need to do. Call Trent. What's your private number, Trent? And one of these, I'm just going to...
One of these is for him.
Right on. And I would like to present one of these. We have Marquise Lewis, who is here to accept this, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I'd like to present this to you and ask if you'd like to have a word. We'd like to hear from you. Thanks for your hard work, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Flexing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I'll probably get a picture with somebody after this.
You bet.
How are you doing? My name is Marquise Lewis. I am the role manager of the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. I cover four counties of Lee, Denver, Henry, and Des Moines. And what we do is we do comprehensive victim services with victims and survivors of domestic violence. Now that can look at an array of things: stalking, harassing, physical abuse, mental abuse. We work with all orientations, all genders, all backgrounds. Okay. Some of the stats that we have here for here in Des Moines County, individuals served is 359. Individuals served in Burlington, Iowa itself is 330. Services provided 3,087. And hours of service provided me 5,879 hours. So as you can tell, that we're really trying to put some extensive service within the rural areas. The one thing that we found here around our rural areas is there are not a lot of ways to kind of collaborate and connect and partnership. So especially if you go down to like Henry County, you know, they don't have churches, they don't have a gas station in some of the small towns. So that's where our main focus is to really help get DVIP's word out. And by doing that is, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, okay? You see something out there that you could share on social media, please go ahead and pass it on. You know, we have a lot of community providers that we're all connected with, and I'm pretty sure that maybe you sharing that DVIP's around could be somebody safe calling that they get their help that they need. Some of the services that we provide mobile advocacy, that's transporting clients to and from safe places. We have one-on-one trauma-informed peer support that's helping people kind of get more stability and overcome the DV situation that they've been through. We have relocation services. So we're partnered with pretty much everybody along the southeast Mississippi border where we have connections with other providers in case we do not cover that service area. We have the Cooper House, which is based in Iowa City. That is if somebody is going through a DV situation, they have a pet or they have some kind of peer support animal, they're allowed to bring their pet to the actual shelter, and we have a safe room for them as they can continue to kind of get better and advance. I just want to appreciate you guys all for keeping October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we do have a couple events coming up. We are partnered with District Attorney's Office coming up October 17th. We'll be at the Memorial Auditorium for the Clothesline Project. I think that'd be a huge turnout. I would love to see all the familiar faces that come out and support, you know, to be there. I'll be a guest speaker there as well, talking about it, along with a couple of my other fellow co-workers. October 4th is going to be Shop for Safety. So we're going to be at your local Hy-Vees and your Fairway. What we do is we have a printed off list. And on that list, we're just asking customers to maybe purchase an item or two. We'll have a cart there on the items that you purchase. You know, it'll go to a victim and survivors in need. So the amount that we raise per year that we do this, the amount of donations, we get up to 6 months worth of donations. So this is like such an awesome contribution of what we do what you guys do, I should say, to help, you know, our victims in need.
Where does that go?
So that's gonna be at, it'll be at both high B's.
They have the basket or some district?
Yeah, so our staff will be there. They'll have like a little sign that says a DVIP here. They'll have a list, they'll hand you that list that you come into the store. Hey, could you purchase one of these items that are on the list? Might be a household item, hygiene product, something like that. You know, we just ask if you can contribute, please do. And then on October 20th, it's Wear Purple for in honors of our victims, survivors of domestic violence abuse. So once again, I just want to thank everybody for what you do. And you know, I'm pretty sure you guys have, you know, put our word out. It means a lot to me personally, just because I know how much it goes on and it doesn't get reported as much as it should. You know, a lot of those things are kept at home. Social norm kind of maybe made that. You know, if it's in the house, you don't really go get help. Or some people don't even know about DVIP still to this day, and that there is help for people in need of that kind of abuse nature. So help me and I help you and just keep getting the word out about DVIP. Thank you.
What is the date at High B again?
Tomorrow. That's gonna be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, so okay. From 4 to 7. Yep, you'll see us there. We'll be out there hanging out in the front of the store. They'll probably greet you with a couple pamphlets and things like that and talk to you and just, you know, ask for, you know, a little assistance on a donation. So
tomorrow would be a good time for all of you people out there to go get your groceries so you can do this.
There you go. Sounds good. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Appreciate that.
Okay, moving on to 5D, personnel actions, we have one. We have Courtney Cassidy. She was a correctional officer full-time at the Correction Center. She's turned in her resignation effective date September 25th, 2023. I get a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. We thank you for your service, Courtney. Courtney.
Wish her all the best in the future. She's going to go be a dispatcher for Marion.
Is that where she's going?
Is that Pella?
What's that?
Is that Pella, Marion?
Yes.
Okay, and then finally we have our minutes from our previous meeting on September 26th. Got to get a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Gentlemen, do we have any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. I think we addressed that.
Committee, you got to get on the agenda too for next week.
Okay, committee reports. I had E911 meeting, and we're looking at new communications. The ISICs, we've been looking at that, and we had like four different options that were presented to us. And I just want to thank the sheriff that for not wasting my time and being prepared and having some different options and things to look at. Not saying that anybody else didn't have anything prepared, even if that's just that. No, I appreciate that, and it was a good meeting. We're trying to get on the same page and still working on that, but it was, we're gaining. I think we're gaining on that. So anyways, that's all I had. James?
I didn't have anything.
Okay.
Thomas? Attended a DESCOM meeting, and we discussed the same communications issue. That's all I had.
Okay. Well, this is the time now where we come to the end, friends. We're going to give you time for public input. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call in, you can call in right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. You can call right now, and we'd love to hear from you. Or you can always email us at board@dmcounty.com. That is board, B-O-A-R-D, at Des Moines County, dmcounty.com. You can email us. We'd love to hear from you, good or bad. Tom loves the bad stuff the most, so if you're really mad, send it to him. We're going to give you 2 minutes now. Jimmy's going to start the clock, And while we're waiting, is there anybody in the audience that has anything they need to say? Get off your chest, the big doggy.
Ken walked in. We haven't heard from him.
We haven't heard from Ken Hindman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa. We'll give you an opportunity to
share
with us.
Sorry, I was late.
Better late than never, Ken.
I did attend Behavioral Health Summit in Des Moines, Iowa on Friday, all about evidence-based practices. And, you know, with our new region that's now 13 counties, we're looking at all of our policies and trying to change, you know, all the policies. And one of the assignments I've been given is to look at evidence-based practices, and permanent supportive housing is one of them. Over in Ottumwa, they have a more robust program than what we have here on this side of the region, where they offer, well, we offer some rent and utility assistance for people who, while they're waiting for Social Security income to come in, their SSI payments or SSDI payments, and they do more than that. So I've been talking with that side of the region and trying to decide, well, what can we afford to do as a whole 13 county region? That was four counties of our region, but what can we all do? And so I attended this conference, and they're talking about trying to get more of this supported housing throughout the state of Iowa. And so we're gonna be talking about that as a region and trying to decide what can we do. But we keep hearing about there's lots of homeless people, you know, that we're trying to serve. If you can link this up with like HUD housing vouchers and things like that, it might be sustainable. They haven't got that far over in Ottumwa, but we're gonna keep striving to find ways to serve our people better. So,
all right. So one of the things they have going on over there in Ottumwa that we don't is that they get money through judicial branch because they have mental health court, like, you know, like drug court down in Lee County. They have the mental health court over there in Wapello County. And then also their RCF has some mental health personnel. So a lot of, if we ever get anybody going through the, you know, the criminal system, instead of sending them to BRF, Burns Residential Facility, we try to send them to ORF because they have those additional resources there. So they're getting some funding from the judicial branch and some from the Department of Corrections as well. So they're pulling.
And their permanent supportive housing program is mainly focused on helping people with mental health needs who haven't been able to maintain housing, you know, that are homeless or struggling with housing, also helping people from the criminal justice system who are struggling with housing, and helping people with substance abuse problems that are struggling with housing. So those are the three groups they're mainly focused on with region funds. They are doing more than what we're doing, and we just keep studying it and looking at the budgets and saying, what more can we do, and who can we partner with, and how can we make this work?
I seen the paper the other day where the state of Iowa's got $1.89 billion surplus. Could they take some of that $1.89 billion and put it into mental health where it belongs? Put some of it in the school system where it belongs? Yeah, that's just my 2 cents worth.
Excuse me, Nat?
Just my one.
Okay. Hey, I just want to, before our time is up, I just want to bring, last week I said something in the effect of about energy assistance. I don't want to be misunderstood. I didn't mean that anybody can get energy assistance and just come on. I meant if you meet the qualifications. And I brought up, even if you're driving a nice car, you may have been rolling and doing good. That doesn't mean that everything is good for you now. So, again, don't let something like that. You know, they've got nice clothes and a nice car. Well, you know, you could have bought that when things are going well and you take care of your stuff. Again, you know, don't let perception stop you from getting assistance if you need it. So I want to make sure that was clarified. It's not for everybody, it's for those that are in need, and there are still qualifications and guidelines that need to be met. But if you meet those qualifications and guidelines, don't let the fact that you've got a really good haircut or some nice shoes stop you from coming in and getting that done. So anyways, if there's anything else.
Aye.
with an eye for adjournment. Well, we have a work session with the county engineer for a project tour. We certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, all 13 of you. All right, we're growing. It was 8 last week. We're doing it. All right, thank you. This means adjournment. And yeah, let's get a picture of all of us up here.
Yeah, I was in charge to take them for Bob Sarr, so let's do.
Okay. Well, take one with this book too. I think you should be a copy of that.
How's it going?
Yes, sir. Thanks. Oh, man, I appreciate
it. Hey, Rodney.
You got a copy up here.
I'm glad to help make a difference, man. So.
Can I
get one?
You might want to live with it. Are we even giving these new phones?
I know.
Let me take
a picture.
We got to grow together, guys.
All right. Yeah, get here a little bit.
My cousin first.
So I called him a voicemail and sent him call me back.
Other than Shane, it looks pretty good.
I was going to say that hurts my feelings, but I have no feelings left, Brian.
Done? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You know what? Dad, you are all right.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I'll show you.